What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Y'all, welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And y'all, I'm glad to be here with you today on Friday, February 6, 2026. We're rolling right into it. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all, this is Fun Friday today. In Fun Friday, we like to kick it back a little bit. We like to relax, like to have a little bit of fun. But of course, you know, we always got to bring you the three E's: education, entertainment, and empowerment. Y'all, here on Speak Your Success in the Morning, we got to get you started off on the right track, on the right foot, on the right get up and go. Okay, on the right get up and go. So with that being said, y'all, let's go ahead and dive in. We always like to start off with what we had for dinner last night. Right, what we have for dinner last night over here, we had a little bit of ramen, okay, a little bit of ramen with a little bit of beef shoulder, and also, what did I put in there? Beef shoulder, some shrimp, and we had a little bit of egg in that thing. Got to put an egg on it, put an egg on mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, y'all, that's what we had for dinner last night, and last night, I made a mistake, okay? Last night, I made a mistake, and I forgot to put our salt in there. Usually when we make the ramen, I don't know how y'all do, but when we make the ramen, we typically don't use the seasoning packet that comes in the noodles, right? We take the noodles, we get them boiling, but we make our own broth. But I didn't do that last night. I skipped a step. I skipped some steps. My wife was like, did you taste your noodles? And I was like, no, not yet. She was like, taste your noodles. And I said, okay. So I tasted them and lo and behold, there was no flavor. There was no seasoning. There was no salt. So it was a little bit of an L for your boy last night. But that's all right because I added some after and then she added some other seasonings and stuff like that. So it ended up working out. But y'all, in the future, when you make your ramen, when you make your noodles, make sure that you're prepared and make sure that you boil your broth. Okay, make sure that you boil your broth so that you won't be in the same situation that I was in last night. And I had a little slip, a little dip. A little fall. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So now today we're going to get ready to transition into Straight From The Source. And y'all already know how I like to get down with Straight From The Source. And y'all, today I'm going to take us back to the beginning. I'm going to take us back to the beginning. I'm going to take us back to the beginning. I'm going to take us back to Genesis, the book of Genesis. All right. And this is where we're going to start here. And so in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 is where it all began. And look, y'all, the text reads, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and desolate, emptiness, and the darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the spirit of the waters." Oh, wait. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Excuse me. "Then God said, let there be light. And there was light." Verse 4, "God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, one day." I wanted to read this text because one thing that I can really just appreciate and allow myself sometimes to just get lost in how big God is, or if I ever try to box him in, or if I ever try to figure him out, I'm like, okay, well, God answered this prayer this way, or God did this way or that way. But then I know for sure that God's not going to do this thing that he did on Monday the same that he did on Wednesday. The same way that God helped deliver Moses and the people from Pharaoh, that's not the same way that he delivered Jonah out of the mouth of the large fish. That's not the same way he delivered Joseph. That's not the same way that he delivered David. And that's not the same way he delivered Daniel from the lion's den. So knowing and understanding that if we serve a massive God, the Bible even talks about the mystery and the wonder of God, we should not ever be able to figure God out. Because if we thought that we were, then that would mean that he's not God, right? Because he's immovable, he's unshakable, but at the same time, he's unfigureoutable, okay? Took a page out of Cam Newton's book, Creating Words. So look, in the text, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. It didn't say, in the beginning, God was created. Ooh, come on, somebody. We got to read in between the text. It said, he created the heavens and earth. So therefore, he was already here. My God in heaven. And then it said, the earth was formless. So then, that lets us know that he's outside of time. If the earth was formless, but then he created it, he gave it form. Okay. And then, y'all, there's another part of the text in a different version. It talks about God creating the firmament, right? And that's when, imagine standing on the side of an ocean or the side of a large body of water, and then you just look far out. And then you see the part where the sky touches the water, right? It's like way, way out. Or at least your eyes are making you think that you see the part where the sky touches the water. That's what's called the firmament. Because, of course, when we die, there's a place that we're going to, there's a place we're going to go. We're either going to go to heaven or we're either going to go to hell. And we're going to either place based on a decision, right? Did we make the decision to believe? Did we make the decision to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior? However, God created a place for us to go before we were even born. And that's the part where I like to talk about the firmament, because like that's the in between. Y'all, God thought so much of us and he cared so much about us that he took time to create a place for us to go even before we were here. That's like if you're a mother or a father, that's like before your children come, you making sure to get your house in order, right? I remember before both of our babies were born, I began to talk with my wife and we began to do some planning. And then the planning that we ended up doing, it was basically making sure that, okay, I want to make sure that the room is put in place, right? I want to make sure that the crib is there. I want to make sure that, you know, that they have this monitor and we have a spot set up for diapers and we have a room and a space and a place to put their clothes and to have all these things in place so that when our sons come into this world, we're not trying to figure out where to put them. We already have a place for them to go. And family, I just wanted to share that with y'all this morning for Straight From The Source. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless. But then later he created the day and he created the night. So knowing and understanding all of this, y'all, there's scientists that try to counter the work that God has done and has created and continues to create. But yet then the scientists end up being disproved, right? By their theories and by the different tests and things that they do. So one thing that we must know and realize for sure is that God is God. God plus anything, that's still God. God minus everything, he's still God. So family, remember who sits on the throne today, all right? Be encouraged, and that's Straight From The Source this morning. If you want to make sure that you never miss any of our episodes or any of our content, make sure to subscribe to our channel on YouTube. You can just type in Speak Your Success Media, or if you enjoy listening to the audio experience, wherever you listen to and stream your podcast, just type in Speak Your Success in the Morning. All right, family, so now y'all know it's Super Bowl weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend, so we got some stuff that we got to discuss. But even before we get there, right, before we get there, a few weeks ago, Charlamagne went on record and it was advertised that he signed a $200 million deal with Netflix, okay? A lot of people were excited. And I mean, I was excited too. That was big for podcasting, right? That was big for podcasting. And then even outside of that, that's just big with Charlamagne being a black man, right? Happy Black History Month. So now what I want to do, I want to go ahead and get ready to roll this clip so that we can hear a little bit more about Charlamagne and him breaking silence on this deal that he actually closed with Netflix. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and get into it. And Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Like it's money for the podcast network.
No, I don't know why everybody keeps saying that.
That's why we're here, man.
Yeah, I keep seeing people say that. It's like my partner is iHeart.
Like that is who we already have the infrastructure there.
Right. So you just got 200 million.
I don't know nothing about those numbers.
Because I don't know nothing about no numbers.
How I looked at it was like you're already at iHeart, obviously through the Breakfast Club. Black Effect.
Oh, but you can't speed past that.
Paraphrasing to see what I thought would happen in the deal, right? That encompasses your deal at Breakfast Club. That encompasses perhaps what's happening at Black Effect. And maybe some other creative content that will be created in the future.
100%. Okay, that's why y'all are EYL. When we talk about Black Effect, they forget I'm the CEO of Black Effect.
Correct.
What do CEOs get?
Salary.
Exactly. And I'm also a talent at Breakfast Club.
Right.
What do talents get?
Salary.
Yeah. So if you look at Breakfast Club, Breakfast Club has been around for 15 years. Number one nationally syndicated morning show in the country. Like, over the last couple of years, we've been blessed to be number one in all demographics. Like 18 to 24, 18 to 34, 25 to 49. We're in 100 plus markets throughout the country. It's a show that you can take and do all type of licensing deals with, whether it's been with Revolt, whether it's been with Tubi, whether it's been on BET. Now we're on Netflix. How much is an anchor of that show worth? That's all I'm saying. Like you got to think about that as well, and you think about a company like Black Effect that is having tremendous success.
Congrats on 5 years.
Thank you, sir. What is the CEO salary for that? So it's just like that is whatever numbers they're throwing out there.
But when those numbers get announced, because when Joe Budden announced those numbers, it was done strategically, right? Like even Copy, people announce numbers because they want people to know. So when that number gets announced, is that from your side or is that from iHeart's side?
I don't never want nobody to know.
So you didn't have anything to do with the announcement?
I don't ever want anybody to know. I was Forbes, salute to Forbes, my guy Jabari Young. He did the article, and I thought it was the article highlighting everything that I got going on. It wasn't just about everything that I got going on. Not just about iHeart and Black Effect, but just so happened. Not only was it the five-year anniversary of Black Effect, I was re-signing with iHeart. It's like all of the pieces just aligned. Like, I did an interview with Axios back in September. And then the young lady asked me about my deal being up in December. And I'm just like, okay.
So look, we're hearing from Charlamagne himself. Charlamagne the God. He's one of the hosts of The Breakfast Club. And, you know, he also is, like you said, the CEO of Black Effect, which is a wing of iHeart Media. So now it's like, okay, so if the number that was advertised was saying that Charlamagne signed a $200 million deal, but Charlamagne is saying, I don't know about these numbers, so now what are we left to think, right? Because I know when I saw the numbers, I was like, oh man, $200 million deal, that's a very big deal, considering the fact that, you know, the other people who were signed was your Joe Rogan's, who, you know, had advertised over $100 million deal. And, of course, Miss Cooper over there would call me daddy or call her daddy. And now what are we to think? So, yeah, y'all, as producer Britt always says, we got to read the articles. We can't just get caught up reading the headlines, because if we do that, then we're going to miss some information. Then something could be misconstrued. But that's some good information to look at and to just consider, because, hey, like, what is really happening? What's really going on, y'all? So it's a lot of things to think about, a lot of things to process through. But next up, what I want to play as we're getting ready to, well, as college football has already wrapped up, because we know, you know, shout out to the Indiana Hoosiers for go ahead and getting that national chip. But now, you know, we're still talking about the transfer portal. This conversation is still happening. Many coaches aren't necessarily happy with it. I'm sure there's some players that aren't happy with it. And I'm sure the majority of the players that are still in the transfer portal aren't happy with it. So Coach Dabo Swinney has his proposed solution for how we can end this. So let's go ahead and check out that clip now.
My proposal is that everybody gets one free transfer with no consequence. Players whose head coaches leave or the head coach is fired may also transfer without a consequence. If you graduate, you can transfer without a consequence. For all other instances, players must sit one season following their transfer. This would mitigate the tampering and, again, in some cases, the extortion with agents trying to renegotiate every single year. However, I want to say this. Any player who does have to sit a year can have that year of eligibility back reinstated upon graduation. This would incentivize graduation and minimize this three-time transfer situation that, to me, is plaguing college football.
Okay, Dabo, you said a mouthful. Okay, he has a good proposal. This is a solid proposal. I thought hearing this, I thought he was going to share the same sentiments that not Rick Pitino, John Calipari also shared, because John Calipari also had something similar to say. And he also said that, you know, hey, you the same thing with, you know, if your coaches leave, okay, sure, you can leave because, you know, you sign with this coach and there was some influence there. But at the same time, you know, if you graduate, yeah, sure, you graduated. So that's fine. But at the same time, like transferring three and four times, I see how coaches aren't pleased with that because, you know, you spend time, recruiting dollars, effort, and all that to get players to your institution. But then when you get them, then they're gone the next semester. They're gone the next year. And I mean, when I was playing college ball, I know that was a thing also, but it wasn't as big as it is now because there's a whole portal around the concept and there's a whole portal around the idea. So what are y'all's thoughts there just in terms of transferring out, moving around? Like what are we thinking there? I'm curious to hear from y'all. Drop something in the comments. Like, what are you thinking in regards to the transfer portal and college student athletes being able to move around once and twice and thrice? Because one thing that I always say is that this is setting them up for a fictional reality, right? And the reason why is because, hey, look, you start bouncing around in the transfer portal, great, right? You have an issue with this coach, get out of there. Okay, one transfer is fine. But when we start to get to three and four and some guys and young ladies now playing 8 years, collegiate football, 8 years, get like, no. Even on a resume, if you were to bounce around to eight different jobs in less than like 4 years, people would look at your resume like you're crazy and say, what is going on? I'm not rocking with it. Okay. But in other news, we're going to keep on rocking down as we, that was football. That was collegiate football. But now what I want to get ready to transition to here is this is a clip that's been buzzing around, right? Clip been buzzing around, and we got Channing Crowder, and we're gonna listen to this as they're interviewing Bud Crawford. Let's see what he had to say here.
My thought is everything has a price. There is not a number that can get you back in that ring. 80 million, 100 million.
Because now you're selling your soul.
$100 million, you can have my soul.
That's you. Now we know your character. Sometimes you look at people and you'd be like, damn, man, you ain't got no dignity. You ain't got no morals. Like, come on, man. Like, what you gonna stand for if everything is about money?
Okay, so the reason why this is really interesting, and man, shout out to my guy DP. I saw him post a clip of this. It was actually a mashup between this interview and then also he ran an interview back with Terrence Crawford and with Andre Ward. And Andre Ward is another heavyweight boxer, a former heavyweight boxer. And when he had Bud on the couch and he was talking to him, then he said, well, $100 million, get me back in the ring. But now we don't know the time difference between this interview with The Pivot and the interview with Andre Ward. But what we do know is that in this interview, he's saying, nah, I can't, I don't have a price, right? I'm not selling my soul. But in the Andre Ward interview, he's saying, $100 million, I'm back in the ring. Like I'm rolling, I'm rocking. So what we doing? What we doing here? So the question now arises, like, what changed between then and between now for him to be able to have these difference of conversations? Do I respect the change? Yes. Do I applaud growth? Yes. But at the same time, these are two different interviews and he's saying two different things. So has there been a change of heart, or are we just missing some content clue? Just like my man DP said, he said, I need some answers. And I want to hear some answers too. Okay. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's happening. But man, shout out to the guys over at The Pivot. They're doing a great job. The conversations that they're creating and the level of guests that they're bringing on. Shout out to them, man. I had the opportunity actually to meet Ryan Clark in the airport one time. Nice guy, chopped it up with me for a second. You know, we was down in New Orleans. So man, shout out to him. Shout out to Channing. Shout out to Fred Taylor. Oh, for my Dallas Cowboys fans. Okay, had to mute that. Whoa. Okay, so the Dallas Cowboys will play the NFL's first ever regular season game in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, next season. Okay, this is cool for the Cowboys, but I'm like, this is irrelevant right now. Like, I mean, I get it. Shout out to Dallas, Texas TV. They do a great job of rolling out content. But, man, here's my thing. Okay, they're going to get on me. Here's my thing about Dallas Cowboys fans. Like, we're not talking about the Cowboys right now, okay? They're not in the Super Bowl right now. So we're not talking about them, but let me just read the article before I really get in trouble. Dallas Cowboys, yeah, play their regular season, first time in the city. Kudos to them. Kudos to Rio de Janeiro, right? Kudos to the league stretching out, making a difference, doing different things. Kudos, all right? I'll just say that. All right, moving on. Where my Cowboys fans at? Moving on. Okay, so look, y'all, we rolling out now with the Hall of Fame class, the Pro Hall of Fame class of 2026. We got Drew Breesy, take it easy. New Orleans Saints, hey, he the one that brought the city back, y'all. He brought the city back. You know, after Katrina and everything, Drew went and got the chip for us, got the Super Bowl. Larry Fitzgerald, the quiet storm, one of the most dominant wide receivers, just, ugh. Luke Kuechly, let's go. Luke. Then we got Adam Vinatieri, okay? Adam Vinatieri was kicking field goals for a long time with the Patriots and with the Colts, as we see him pictured up top. And then Roger Craig. One thing that is very interesting, and this caused a major uproar, was Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick not getting in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. The people were teed off. NFL, the people were so mad. Like, what? Bill Belichick's not a first ballot? What in the world does Bill Belichick have to do? What does a coach have to do if Bill Belichick is not a first ballot Hall of Fame coach? Wow. Okay, the internet was going nuts for that one. Y'all know y'all wasn't right on that one with Bill Belichick not making it in. But as we're still keeping it NFL, I got one more I want to share here. Matthew Stafford, the MVP. Shout out to Matt Stafford. Here we go. Hold on, here we go. Matt Stafford. I want to get a little audio on this one right here. So let's hear it. Let's hear what the coach got to say. Matthew Stafford, let's go. We love to see it, man. We love to see it, man. Kudos to him. Kudos to him getting that award, getting that honor. That's a very big deal, man. Very, very, very big deal. Very big deal. But y'all, I want to get ready to wrap up and close out the show. We're gonna have a abbreviated show this morning, but I want to close it out on this because this is something to see. If you want to know who is the pettiest of petty, you don't have to look too far because you can look right here. The one and only 50 Cent. Shout out to DoorDash. Shout out to 50 Cent. I don't know who wrote up this commercial. I don't know whose idea it was, but I just know the execution of 50 Cent in this commercial. My. I'm just going to go ahead and play it, and I'm going to let y'all go ahead and check it out. I want to hear your thoughts in the comments. Have you seen this commercial already? If not, like, check it out, and I want to hear your thoughts.
It's come to my attention that everyone's calling me a troll. Some said even king of trolls. First of all, I'm a flatter. But I'm dumb with all that. I would never do a deal with DoorDash. You literally deliver beef. When millions of people are watching. I mean, who would do something like that?
Delivering quality beef is more of an art than science.
Don't want to be too obvious. It's all about timing. And I'm always on time.
It's Holmes. What a coincidence. No matter what kind of beef you have going on this weekend, remember DoorDash delivers.
And you know what goes great with beef? A bottle of this beautiful Branson Cognac. Aged four years or 50 months. Who's keeping count?
Come on, y'all. Come on. 56. Come on. Come on. 50 Cent. Oh, God. As we know, 50 Cent was also the executive producer behind the Diddy docuseries that came out on Netflix, I think maybe like a month or so ago, maybe a little bit longer. But yeah, we all watched it and we all were like, well, how did 50 Cent get that footage of Diddy? How did he get that footage to be able to put in this docuseries? No way Diddy gave 50 Cent that footage to put in this docuseries. And then now we're seeing this as he continues to troll. If you ever want to see something petty, you can go to 50 Cent's page or you can go look at some of Cameron's stuff. Because both of them, when you want to talk about petty, as petty is, 50 Cent is petty, betty, petty, betty, petty, betty, petty boo, okay? So, man, I just wanted to share that because when I saw that commercial, I said, this dude is on a whole different level, okay? Whole different level. Then right here it says, we put all the Super Bowl ad money into social to meet Gen Z where they are, okay? This is the head of social at DoorDash, used to run social at our Duolingo, okay? Shout out.
Instead of investing all that money into a spot that's like 10 seconds and a lot of money, what if we optimize that to just keep going in at the algorithm? We have about three posts with 50 influencers who are leaning in. And it's really about finding the unicorns who are willing to stoke the drama and lean into the meme with us. I think this is the new precedent. And I'm really excited for this to come out and just like the learnings from all of this.
Man. Wow. Yeah. Lean in, because that's definitely what's taking place. That's definitely what's going on right there. So, family, wanted to go ahead, get in, get out, brief show this morning. I hope you enjoyed Speak Your Success in the Morning today. As I said before, it's fun Friday. I like to have a little bit of fun. And that clip right there is the definition of fun, all right, without question. Man, so shout out to y'all for being dope and amazing. Where are you watching the Super Bowl at this evening? Go ahead, drop it in the chat. Well, this weekend, where are you watching the Super Bowl? Are you having a Super Bowl party? You bringing the wings? You bringing the dip? You bringing the Rotel? You bringing the drinks? Are you bringing the plates, napkins, and cups? Somebody has to bring them. So why not you, right? Or maybe you're going to DoorDash it all. Oh, God. Family, without further ado, man, this has been Speak Your Success in the Morning. Make sure you're subscribed to our channel if you haven't subscribed already, which you can type in Speak Your Success Media on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Just type in Speak Your Success in the Morning. You'll find us there. All right, family, see you all next week for another week, another series of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Remember, speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?